God bless you and Happy New Year. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jim, if for nothing else. Thank you for that. Just humor your pastor for once. It is a new year, and I'm excited to be back with you. Thank you so much for allowing me and my family to be gone. We had a great break. My wife is not here. She had to work today because they got stuck. I don't know if you know, but we had a bomb cyclone. Has anybody ever heard of that? It's called bombogenesis. That's the actual term, because when I heard bomb cyclone, I was like, seriously? You meteorological people were out of names. You couldn't come up with something. You're like, it's a bomb cyclone. What happened was there was a bunch of cold air and a bunch of warm air, and it hammered the south. That's what happened. And so everything in and around Charleston froze up. My wife was not able to get a flight until Saturday. She was supposed to be on Thursday. She's not here. But by the grace of God, she's home. Everyone is safe. She has to work today. My sweet boy Hudson, who's about to be 3 on the 12th, is he up here with you or is he downstairs? He's downstairs. Hallelujah. Pray for us. We're potty training. Oh, God, I feel the prayers. Intercede in Jesus' name. We are potty training. Thank you so much, but I'm glad to be back with my family. If you've ever met me, you know that I love New Year's. I love New Year's because I get this excitement that there's so much time. The older I get, the more I understand my parents were like, enjoy it now. They used to say that mess all the time. It was just like this doomsday prophecy. Enjoy it while you're younger, because as you get older, death just approaches you. Now, they never said that, but that's how it felt. Like someone's going to come and steal my time, and before I knew it, I was going to be like this. And there was a reaper with a scythe. Like, I was, why are you telling me this? I'm 8. Can you let me have 3rd grade? Good grief. Enjoy it now, because doomsday approaches. Thanks, Mom and Dad. I love New Year's because there's an entire year. And my life is very linear, and I'm very calendared now. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking, but the church hired me an administrative assistant who has increased me 100% on that level. I have calendars, and I know where I'm supposed to be and when I'm supposed to be there. And last year, after hiring her, I think I missed a total of 2 appointments, and that was it. And everybody who called me and asked me if I knew about something, I knew it. I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about what this year looks like, because I'm only going to grow in that. That's not my gifting, but I'm going to push forward in that. I love the idea that there's this entire year at the end of which you could be doing something radically different. Can you imagine if you just spend a half an hour a day doing something for just 5 days a week? That will total up to enough number of hours to where at the end of the year, you're better at something, or you're more proficient at something, or you brought something new into your life. You have changed yourself, or you have enriched yourself, or maybe hopefully it's not just about you. Maybe you have enriched the lives of the people around you. God forbid we get out of our own way and start doing things for the people around us, right? Maybe that's happened for you. That will happen. I love it. And I love the fact that I talk to you every year about resolutions and goals. I talk about New Year's resolutions because this is the time for them. Here's what I promise you. Right now, the gyms are full of people. They are slam full of people. Planet Fitness went from like 250 to 5,000 in 1 week. Because for $10 a month, people are like, I'm going to change my life. Now, if you do want to start an exercise program for yourself, give it 4 weeks and the gym will be empty again. So just wait. Wait to start yours. Be a February person. And then when you go back, it'll be a ghost town. Tumbleweeds blowing. Just give it some time. Okay? I love talking about goals and resolutions. I talk to you every year about how resolve has got to be more than just, this is what I'm going to do, that there's got to be something within you that says, this is what I want. I talk more about goals, like here's a goal, this is what I want to accomplish. Here's some things along the way that will help me know that I'm getting there. And I think it's some of us have goals in common. Lots of us have different goals for things that we want to do, places we want to go, changes we want to make, things that we want to see, things that we want to stop seeing. I think that that's great, but today, I want to talk to you about a goal for 2018 that I really want for all of us to accomplish. We need to lose the weight. Now settle down. I already caught some really frigid looks from a couple of folks. Jeez Louise. You went from smile to I loathe you in like 1 second. I know it's frustrating to look at a person like me who would look at you and say, you need to get rid of some poundage. I know that that can be very frustrating, but can you just wait just a minute and just bear with me? Don't close your heart off to me yet. Let's get further down the road before you decide that you're not coming to this church ever again. 2017 was a hard year for many people. Now, one of the things that I missed, that I'm so sad that I missed, was the Hallelujah Night that we had here on the 31st. And if you had a chance to be a part of that, then God bless you. Because from what I understand, the Lord moved and there was fellowship and God was here. And I cannot think of a better way to march into a new year than in prayer and in fellowship with your church community. I just can't think of a better way. If you were doing some other kind of service, then God bless you. If you were doing something with your family, I was watching that dumb ball drop for the millionth time. I cannot figure out why I watch that every year. Those people were in negative 5-degree weather or something. And I was just thinking, fools, because I'm going to go right to my restroom and I'm going to go get a cup of coffee and I'm just fine watching the same ball that you're watching. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to go right to my bed. That'll be great. I cannot think of a better way to march into the new year than in prayer and in the presence of God. 2017 was a tough year for a lot of people. I had multiple conversations with people in and out of our church community who would just say to me, I cannot wait for this year to be over. I am done with 2017. It was hard on a lot of levels. Lots of struggles for lots of people. Maybe you gained some weight. Let me be real. Maybe you picked up a few extra LBs and you're thinking, I don't want to drag that with me into the new year. Maybe that was part of your problem. Challenges. You had challenges that just came out of nowhere. Maybe you made some mistakes in 2017. Mistakes that have followed you, like you're still dealing with the repercussions of those. Maybe you had some relationship difficulties. Maybe you lost a loved one. Maybe there were difficult circumstances that you found yourselves in. You don't know how you got there. You certainly didn't ask for it. You weren't doing anything pagan. You didn't Icky Bob, the glory has departed. I'm not doing church anymore. And then we're shocked to find yourself in some. You've been following the Lord and praying. And you've been in worship and in community. There were some challenging things that happened. Trials out of nowhere. People praying and praying and praying. And they prayed for the entire year. And it's 2018 and they're trying hard not to lose heart because they spent a year praying for something. And just they didn't see how God was moving. It's hard. I wish with all of my heart that January came with one of those buttons, just the big round or button color of your choice. I'm not trying to, whatever, blue, purple, whatever color excites you. And it was, probably about a foot in diameter and you could just slam that thing and it would say, that was easy. And it would reset. You could just, every year, you could just hit reset. Tools, clear history. Suddenly, all your internet history is gone. All the things that you've searched and all the places you've been, and you've got a clean slate. I wish I could tell you that at midnight on the 31st, just it all went away. And you had nothing but desire and excitement and future forward thinking. But that's just not true. And even though it's a new year, you may have brought some of the weight of 2017 with you. But I think at this point it's clear that I'm not talking about physical weight. And in this verse, neither is the Apostle Paul. This is Hebrews chapter 11. It's a famous verse. Context, context, context. In Hebrews chapter 11, excuse me, I said Paul. I was taught that for years and years and years. And now we know that it very likely wasn't Paul. Not coming for you. Please don't get angry. I'm still saved in Jesus' name. Life, death, resurrection, and Holy Spirit. Okay? We're not sure who wrote that, so we'll say the author. The author in chapter 11 just gives this incredible chronicle of the lives of faith of the heroes of the Bible and says, by faith, this person did that, and by faith, this person went there, and by faith, this person took that step, and by faith, by faith, by faith. And this person, the writer is talking and saying, all you Hebrews, you have got this rich history of faith. Before there ever was a Christ, before there ever was God incarnate, you have a rich history of people who just moved forward in the name of Yahweh God. Just faith is what it's about. That's all of chapter 11, by faith, by faith, by faith. And so then the writer comes to chapter 12 and says, therefore, since we are surrounded by these people who had such great faith that it moved them to do the craziest of things. It moved them to make the impossible possible. It moved them to leave everything that they knew and enter into new territories. It moved them in ways that just shock and awe us. Since we are surrounded by this group of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. Only I had a way to illustrate this. This sled weighs 45 pounds. That's not a lot. And thank God we're in here on carpet. Because when I do this in CrossFit, we do this on the asphalt. Can you imagine that this slides well on asphalt? Here's what happens, folks. And this is pretty much all I got for you today. Here's what happens. This is how we spend our lives. And tell me I'm wrong. This is how we spend our lives. And we just, day by day, we plow. Not too bad. 44 pounds, yeah? Not terrible. Just kind of jerking and bobbing around, right? Come on, back. This is every day, you know? This is your job. This is your taking out the trash for me, because it's a nightmare. It's your taking out the trash. This is driving up and down 95. This is your commute. This is taking your dog out in 7-degree weather. He's not bothered by it at all, but you're thinking, this may be my last walk, Jesus, I'm coming. That's your every day. But in 2017, some of you had some significant things happen. Significant things. Things that didn't go like you thought they were going. Suddenly, that sled got heavier in a way that you didn't expect it. So what was once your normal load, now I've got another 45 pounds on it. Slows you down a little bit. This is when something went sideways at your job. So there's some kind of difficult circumstance. You know, you worked really hard. Maybe you got passed over. Maybe you got passed over and you know it's a race thing. But you don't know what to do about it. Maybe you got responsibilities taken away from you. This is what happened when things went bad in your marriage. Because somebody got their feelings hurt. And when you normally talked about it, you stopped talking about it. You just decided, I know what he's going to say. I know what she's going to say. I'm just going to forget about it. But you didn't forget about it. You stacked it on your sled. We're still in 2017, by the way. And something else happened. You had a relationship that was really significant. It was really important to you. That friendship is not a friendship anymore. Something happened in your family. Somebody went sideways. Nobody knows what to do. So now when the family's together, there's this white elephant. There's an elephant sitting in the room in the form of this person, and nobody knows how to approach that situation. This is what happened when you got probation at your job. They put you on probation, and you can't figure out what you got put on probation for. So now, every day, your feet are digging in harder. You're starting to feel this. You're starting to feel this burden. It's getting heavier and heavier. And you're dragging this every day. Paul said, let's throw off every weight. He wasn't talking about all the cake that you ate. And I ate some cake. Trust and believe that. Wasn't talking about the extra helpings that you had. He's talking about life. He said, let us throw off every weight. Every weight. Let us throw off everything that seeks to hinder us. And then he says, especially the sin. So maybe something else happened for you this year. Maybe there was the birth of something that you never expected. Maybe you found yourself on the internet late at night looking at junk you never thought you'd look at. Or maybe you lost a loved one. And you can't explain that. And so now there's a bitterness for you. Or maybe you stepped outside of your covenant relationship. Or maybe you began to treat the frustration and the depression in your life. And when I say treat, I don't mean medically. You began to self-medicate. So now, you're dragging 225 pounds. Wait. Every day, everywhere that you go. So now, at the end of every day, it's all you can do. Not to pass out. Every weight, he said, especially the sin that so easily entangles. I gotta tell you why getting rid of that is so incredibly important. Paul wrote a letter to the Philippians, and he's encouraging them to be people who worship in the Spirit and the glory of God. He's encouraging them to stay focused on their faith and to put the flesh aside, to put it to death. He's saying it's not about living in the flesh, because the flesh is gonna, it'll always win. The flesh is corrupted and it'll always win. Circumcision is not a physical thing. It's a heart thing. It's a spirit thing. And he goes and talks about how if anybody, you know, if anybody should boast, it's me. And he goes through his whole pedigree. He's like, listen, best of the best, cream of the crop, can't stop me. So he goes through this whole list. Then he says this: I consider all the good things and the bad things in my life, all the triumphs and the tragedies, all the successes and the failures. I consider it all as loss so that I might have Jesus. That's a paraphrase. He says, I consider everything that has come before, all of the stuff, my teaching from Gamaliel, and Gamaliel was the top. I studied under Gamaliel. That's a lot. I lose that. I've lost that. I've let that go. I've put that aside. I consider it all a loss. All the bad things, I've lost those. All the triumphs, I've lost those. Those are lost to me. All the tragedies, those are lost to me. I lose all of that so that there is room for me, in me, for Christ Jesus. And then to make sure that he's not misunderstood, these are his words. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call in Christ Jesus. Now that word press, look it up for yourself, has every connotation of physical effort. He's not being figurative. Paul understands that to walk in the world is to struggle. It is to be challenged. You may be walking a God-blessed or a God-charmed life. I don't want to take that from you. I'm not trying to invalidate your life and your experiences. You may not have difficulties. Every morning, God's mercies just may come and land on you like a dove. Hallelujah. I'm a little envious, but hallelujah for you. You may not have any regrets or any challenges from 2017 that you have brought with you into this year. And if so, God bless you. But here's what I know. Overwhelming majority, that's who we are. We walk around with the weight that we carry day to day. We have dragged into this year full of promise, this year full of possibilities. We've dragged that in with us. And then Paul says, I press on. There's a goal for me, and I am pressing toward that. And it has every connotation. I wish there was a way that I could illustrate this for you. That to move forward was to push. It was going to be effort. But he understood that pressing forward meant that he was in control. He was not dragging something. He was pushing through. He was pushing past. He was pushing around. He was pushing forward. His effort was going to be forward moving. I press on. I push forward. I exert everything that I've got. Now, I wonder what would happen if one of the regular challenges of my life pushing forward into my new year. And the one car that we have stops working. I don't know if you've ever been subject to the metro system, to the MTA. Listen. It is a blessing. But there are people, I know people, who spend an hour and a half in travel time when it takes me 20 minutes. Because I'm blessed of God to have two working vehicles. So there is transportation for you, but now instead of your day starting at 6:30, your day starts at 4. And instead of your day ending at 5 o'clock, your day ends at 9. Doesn't seem like a big thing, but try doing that for a week, 2, 6 months, years. Suddenly you're like, okay, Lord, I guess I'm going to push through this. I wonder what happened. If I run into this new year, dragging all the weight brought with me from last year, I tried to push forward. So now, it's not too bad. Everything's okay. Now, I've got 290 pounds. And if I dig in, I could get it moving. But I'm not thinking about this at all. All I can think about is this weight that is dragging on me. Because if I didn't have this, this would be a whole lot easier. Be careful of these, please. If you fall on them, don't sue us. That's not on me. You can see them. They're right there. Nope. You know what? I want to do one more. You're trying to press forward into your life, and you've got all this stuff that's happening. And here's something that Paul also says in Galatians chapter 6. He says, in order to live in the love of Christ, you have to bear one another's burdens. You have to bear one another's burdens. And here's the mistake that we make. Instead of throwing off every weight that entangles us, that inhibits us. This is what we do. Put your left arm. This is what we ask people to do. We ask people to come help us drag our junk. This is what we do. This is how we utilize the body of Christ. I say to my brother or my sister, look, I've got sin, and I've got undealt with bitterness, and I've got frustration that I won't release, and I've got relationship problems that I won't let go of, that I won't step clear of, although I know what the Word says, and I know how to be true to the Word. Would you help me drag my stuff? And so we do. We help one another drag our junk around. That's not what Paul was talking about. What Paul was talking about was this. I'll show you what Paul was talking about. I'm not over. That's what Paul was talking about. He said, help me bear burdens. Come on, Ed. Go stand. Challenges in my life, okay? I'm alone for the first time in my life. For whatever reason, God has stripped me of some relationships that I really found valuable. But He's allowed those relationships to be stripped from me, so I'm alone a lot. I lost a loved one. They meant a lot to me. My car is not working. I've got to get to work by MTA. I'm at their mercy. I need more income. I'm barely clearing every month. I've got to push forward. I'm trying to be everything that God has called me to be. And I'm future focused and I'm forward moving. And Ed, I need some help. And I'll just call Ed. forward. I'm not dragging my junk. I'm cutting that loose. I am focused on the future. And I will not let this weight hold me back. Not anymore, because I cast off every weight that seeks to hold me back. I can't be the same person this year that I was last year. So I'm getting rid of that. I'm going to stay future focused, and there are going to be challenges. But with the help of my community and God Himself, I'm going to push forward. I'm going to keep pushing, because there's no amount of weight I can't handle when I've got people who pray for me, who lift me up, who come side by side with me, who will listen to my struggles and not give me Christian answers of all you got to do is, all you just need to do is, get that language out of your vocabulary.
Amen.
When people have problems that you don't know how to solve, you look at them and you say, I love you and I am praying for you. I am walking with you in this. That will mean more than any advice you could ever give them. Walk with them. Push their sled with them. But I say this with all the love in my heart. You got to stop dragging other people's sleds. I'll push all day long, but it is really hard for me sometimes to think that there might be people in my church who are dragging a sled, and that's not my weight. That's not on me. That's not the burden that God asked me to bear with them. And so I can stand beside anybody as they are dragging that and go, I love you. Let God have this weight. I'm encouraging you. I'm with you. I'm walking side by side, but this is not my weight to bear, and it's not yours. This is not your weight to bear. You've got to throw that off. You've got to throw it off. Folks, we got to lose the weight in 2018. We got to lose the weight. If you want to go to the gym and lose that weight, do that. But I'm telling you, get rid of this. Get rid of the hurt. Get rid of the doubt. Let that moment where God didn't appear to show up for you, let the Holy Spirit have that. Let God be sovereign. Let the peace that you have been denying because of your difficulty with understanding what He was doing, let that erode all of your doubt and frustration. Let God be who God is, the sovereign one who has a plan that you can't imagine. He's been so far out into your future, you wouldn't even understand. He sees where you're going, all the places that you could have been. He's standing in the place of success where you are the person He created you to be. And He's simply going, I'm here and I'm waiting. I'm watching. I'm navigating. I'm moving. You've got to understand I'm in charge of it all. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean I wasn't paying attention. We got to drop the weight. What are you going to drop? I know it's already the first. I know. What is it today? The 7th? It's not too late. It's not just because you didn't start on the first, just because you didn't start dropping the weight on the first, that doesn't mean it's too late. You can start today, in this moment, here, in this church, sitting in that chair. Before you leave, you can drop weight. But you've got to choose. You've got to choose to let go of the need to understand. You've got to choose to let go of the doubt, which just seems so much more real. You've got to choose to let go of the hurt, which has come out of you in ways you never dreamed or thought possible. Nobody wants to be around you, because you're so hurt. But that's not what they see. They don't see you're hurt. They see how you're pushing everybody away because you're so hurt. If you've got habit patterns that you have culminated in your life because that's how you've dealt with your stress, and you know that you know that you know that those habit patterns have got to go, you just keep using them because they appear to be helpful, let God move into that spot. I dare you. I challenge you to let God become your coping mechanism. I dare you. I dare you to challenge the Holy Spirit to fill you in the way that that thing fills you. I dare you. There's no amount of money I wouldn't gamble on that. Because He will show up for you. But Pastor, it's not in the way that I want. You need to let go of that. Let go of being in charge. Get off the throne. It's First Sunday, and I am so excited to celebrate the First Communion of the year with you. So I'm going to ask folks to begin to prepare those elements. Is anybody dragging weight today? Seriously? I'm not asking to be. This is not rhetorical. Is anybody dragging weight? And you have the guts to put your hand up? Is anybody dragging weight? There's weight that you've got. You're so tired of this. You're so tired of this. Keep your hands up. You're so tired of this dragging you down moment to moment and day to day. You can't push forward because all you can pay attention to is what you're dragging. Is anybody? Hands everywhere? Is this for real? Are you waiting? Are you waiting to be honest before God? Are you waiting to be submitted? Because in the presence of God, you can become undone. In the presence of God, you can be made new. In the presence of God, you can bow your knees. In the presence of God, everything is possible. You put your hands down. We celebrate communion for a lot of reasons. The number one reason, because Jesus said to do it. There's no better reason. There's no better reason to do something than when Savior of the world, Almighty God, says, you should do this. Sure, that's the number one reason we do it. But another reason that we do it is because we celebrate the bond that was created between us and God by the creation of this covenant ceremony. I say ceremony, I want to be careful with that, because ceremony sounds a little whatever. This is not a ceremony, it's a meal that we have. For so long, mankind lived on a performance basis before God. Do you understand that? For so long, it was about what you did. It was about proving that you were repentant. It was about the spilling of blood and the killing of animals. For so long, it was about these things you have to do. You've got to jump these hoops and climb these mountains and leap these hurdles. You've got to do these things, and you've got to be doing them all the time. If you don't do these things all the time, then you're unclean. And if you're unclean, there's no hope for you. And God knew that system wouldn't work. And so he came to earth to institute a new system. And it happened that night. I hope you never miss the significance of what happened when that, we call it the Last Supper. And I know that there's a famous painting, and we look at that and we think the Last Supper. You've got to understand that that was the initiation of the new covenant. And I don't know if you've ever heard church terms, old covenant, new covenant. We're not old covenant people, we're new covenant people. I agree with that. However, comma, the old covenant points to the new covenant, and we would not understand the importance of the new covenant without getting the old covenant. It was all performance-based until that night. Jesus took the bread and he broke it. And he gave it and he said, this is my body broken for you. So we take the bread. That was the first part of a covenant-creating ceremony in which it would no longer be about production. It wouldn't be about what you did. It wouldn't be about your abilities. It wouldn't be about how you acted, although all of those things are important. This covenant said, this is my body broken for you. This is my blood poured out for you for the remission of all sins. And so we take the cup. And in that moment of communion, it was no longer about performance. It became about relationship in that moment. And Jesus said, if you will partake of me, I am all you will ever. So throw off every weight that hinders, especially the sin that so entangles, so you can run the race set out before you. Forgetting what is behind, leaving it, press forward in the name of Christ, in the name of the Messiah, who gives you the power to do it day to day by the power of his Spirit that lives in the ones who know him and love him. By the power of that Spirit, press forward toward the goal. The goal of life, the goal of salvation, the goal of oneness in Jesus. That's what this communion is about. That's what this meal is about. It's about relationship. Folks, we got to lose the weight. It's time. Please don't wait another day. Please don't wait another moment. Please don't go home and think about it. Please don't go home and get on Facebook and do a poll. Should I do the following? Getting rid of my hidden sin. Go. Don't tweet it. Think about being a better person. Thoughts? Like, don't wait another minute. Today, in this very moment, throw off this weight. Father, there were hands all over this place when we talked about the weight that we have dragged in from 2017. God, I know you don't live moment to moment, hour to hour, month, day, year. I know that's not how you work, but we're stuck in that right now. I know you know what that feels like because you walked it. You lived hour to hour, day to day, month to month, year to year. So I know you know what this linear life feels like. And the plod, how every day can become a grind as we drag 250 pounds of weight behind us, 290 pounds of brokenness and bitterness and frustration and self-pity. And we just drag it and drag it. And then you say, but wait, there's a goal that I have for you. There are things that I want you to do. Press forward. And we say, I can't press forward because all I can do is think about what I'm dragging. Father, hands went up everywhere. And I'm praying right now in Jesus' name. Right now. Begin to lift, Father, begin to lift the burdens. God, bring healing in Jesus' name. May doubt die. May our need to understand be washed away by the willingness to believe and submit that you are in charge of all things. May we stop trying to make sense of our past and look forward to the future that you have set before us. God, some of us have got to let go of people that we are helping to drag their stuff. Give us the strength to do that. Help us not to leave them, not to leave them behind, not to unfriend them, not to block them, but just to say, I can't help you drag this anymore. Here is the answer to your problem. You have got to have the Lord and you've got to know him. And I love you and I'm here for you, but I can't drag this with you anymore because it's dragging me down. This has become my weight and I have got to press forward because there is a goal for me. There is a hope in the future and I'm going to move forward in that. I can't be dragging this weight. Their hands went up everywhere. And in this moment, may we come back to you with our hurt. May we come back to you with our anger. May we come back to you with our unforgiveness. May we come back to you with our selfishness. May we come back to you and say, I don't know how to get rid of this, but please take it. Please take this. I'm in a relationship with you through Jesus, your Son. Your Spirit lives within me. God, take this weight. Take my hurt. Take it all, Father, and fill me with you. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill me with your joy. Fill me with it. Nothing else than expectation for tomorrow. I may not see the car crank tomorrow. I may not see the bank account full tomorrow. I may not see the promotion tomorrow. I may not see the change tomorrow, but I believe that it's going to happen. Because I believe in you. And God, give us the strength to reach out to one another so we can push forward together. I pray that you would take away any judgmental spirit in this body right now by the power of your Spirit. Any judgmental spirit be damned to hell in Jesus' name. Judgmental spirit has no place in this body. No place. We will not judge. We will correct with love and we will point people toward the Scripture. But we will not judge and we certainly will not compare. We will not compare ourselves to other people. We will not allow our sin to fall on a lower rung than someone else's. We will not create a hierarchy of bad behavior and say we're better than you because. That dies right now. That idea is destroyed right now. Judgment is done here right now. So that this body can be knit together and we can trust one another and lean on one another and say, I'm pressing forward, bear some of my weight. And I promise you this, I will push your sled too. We need to be different, God, and we've got to lose weight. And only you can take it. Some of us have hard decisions in this moment. And I'm just going to stay here because I feel in my heart that people are at the brink, people are at the edge. But you don't know how to press forward because you have said over and over, I don't know what to do. That's been your thing. You've just said, I don't know how to change this. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. This can't be different because you have erected all of these intellectual barriers against God's Holy Spirit. Stop trying to presume in the natural what God can do in the supernatural. Stop trying to put your stamp of approval on it and just let God, through His Spirit, begin to work His way in. Begin to take the fear away. Begin to take the self-pity away. Begin to take the doubt away. Begin to take the lack of understanding away. God, bring wisdom and discernment into these people's minds. Everybody who raised a hand, bring discernment to them right now. Help them if they truly can't see. Help them to see what the way out is. Help them to see what the way around is. Help them to see how they can let go of this. And then God empower them to do it. Some of us have seen the way out. We have seen the way that we can drop this sled, but we don't have the strength. We don't have the courage. God, bring courage in the hearts of your people through the power of your Spirit in this moment. Give us the courage to walk away from the weight. Give us the courage to drop it. Give us the courage to walk away from the relationship. Give us the courage to change how we spend your money. Give us the courage, Father, to do whatever it is that we need to do. To drop this weight, God. People right now are right at the edge, and you have been there with them over and over. I pray that this would be a moment of breakthrough. Breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. Right now, breakthrough. Breakthrough right now, through your frustration, through your doubt, through your confusion. Breakthrough right now. Devil, you are a liar. We have nothing to do with you. All your smoke and mirrors, in Jesus' name, we declare them to be null and void. Take them away. We will not fall for your junk anymore in this body. No more. We will not allow you to lead us astray. We will not allow you to make us think we deserve to pull that sled. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie. We do not deserve this. Let your guilt melt. Let your shame be destroyed. And let God's love begin to work its way in. Work its way in. Breakthrough right now. Breakthrough right now. Breakthrough right now into the challenge of your life. Breakthrough right now. And as you are looking at the truth of your future, don't be afraid, my friend, my sister, my brother. Do not be afraid of what you might be missing, of what might be lacking, of what might be awaiting you. Do not be afraid, because if you will just press forward, God will be there, and we will be there with you. We will walk alongside you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He will be there for you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He will not leave you as an orphan. He will come to you. Ceiling. They can see you on the other side, and they continue. They're just banging into it because they can't quite figure out what they need to do. If it's submission, then in Jesus' name, be submitted. Just say, okay, that's it. Okay, I don't have to understand. I'm done with my questions. I have been asked you question after question after question. You haven't answered question number one, and I'm on question number 5,000. That's it. I'm done asking you questions. I'm done exalting my need to understand. I'm done worshiping my own ability to intellectually accept what it is that you offer. I'm done. I lay that down. I lay it down. I don't want my faith. God, I don't want my faith to be emotionally driven, because I know that emotions lead me astray. But I have got to stop being in charge. And so I lay it down right now, and I submit. And I just trust. I just trust. I just trust. I submit and I trust. I trust you, God. I want to be free of this weight. No matter what that means. Sit in your presence. I pray, Father, that shoulders would lift. I pray that faces would come up. I pray that eyes would be lifted to you. I pray that people would come uncurled from their shoulder-hunched positions, where they have walked hunched over, where they have been victimized by everything around them. I pray, God, they would stand straight in your light and in your love, courageous for the first time, maybe in years, to walk forward without doubt and without fear. I pray, God, that's what's happening in the lives of your people right now. I pray that the health of your body is increasing moment to moment in this place. We ache and we hurt, and there will be trouble, but if we stand together, we can each push the other person's sled, and we can encourage one another to walk away from the weight. We can do this together by the power of your Spirit, because that's what you created all of this to be. Thank you, God, that we have a year to look forward to. I thank you, Father, that this is going to be a different year. This is going to be a year of change. I don't know if you're going to turn cars on. I don't know if you're going to bring those desperately needed raises in salary or increases in position. I don't know what you're going to do, but here's what I know. We can be different. We can be different, and we can push forward. And we can see you, and we can have peace, and we can have joy, and we can look forward to every day, no matter what is happening, if we will just submit to you and let this stuff go. I feel in my heart, God, that's it. That's the time for this. That's the time. I thank you, Father, for these words. I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, for your people. I thank you, Lord, for this body that you've created. I thank you for Maranatha, Father. Send her people that we can love Send her people that your word can change. Send her people that we can plant seeds just by our very lives. Send her people, Father. Send her people who need you, of every type and kind, of every race and nationality. Send her people. Send her people, God. We have a lot of love, and we are a group of people who wants nothing more than to affect this world in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Send us people in our lives, God, who can see us for who we are, as loved and as accepted no matter what, as empowered people to go forward in our lives. Knowing that our supply has no limit, that our supply has no beginning and no end, that our supply will always be there for us. Send us people, Father. Give us the vision for this year and for every year. Give us the vision for our lives, God, and help us to press forward. And Father, may we throw off every weight that hinders us, especially the sin that entangles us and trips us. And we ask you all these things in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God is good. Amen.